Vince, there have been no episodes of your podcast.
Hello.
Oh, look at this weather. It's podcasting season.
I'm Will Thomas. Good to have you with us.
Ben Strauss.
Ben Strauss.
Ben Strauss.
Vince Agard.
The forefathers of the podcasting movement.
What?
You know, they're not unicorns.
I already listened to one of these, and it was a lot of like...
Well, you all are just really tickled by that, aren't you?
We'll do it live.
Do you think that might be really boring?
We'll do it live! Fuck it!
What are you doing, baby?
This is...
Ben and Vince.
Episode 48 of the Ben and Vince show, work from home part two.
Yeah, it's been approximately 6 years since our last episode, so it's good to be back.
I feel proud that I've shaved like every few days on average, so I don't, you know.
Well, you got Zoom calls and shit, right? Or I don't know. You guys probably have some proprietary Zoom.
Of course we do.
What's it called?
It's called Chime.
Oh, Chime. Does it suck?
It's okay. It's okay. It's not bad. It doesn't suck.
So you gotta look presentable for the Chime.
Yeah, that's right. I feel like I would say like 60% of the team is like coming in on video and the rest are not, so
wow.
I can only imagine they're like, you know,
you gotta encourage them to come in to turn the video on.
We haven't had any virtual lattes or whatever.
A what now?
people are having virtual lattes.
What the fuck is that?
You know, where you just like, it's like a coffee break, but over Zoom or whatever.
Y'all drink lattes in the office?
They do have, someone has like an expensive espresso machine. I wonder if they're ever going to see that again.
I think we talked about that.
Did we?
Yeah, it was weird because I was talking about the guy has it at his desk or whatever. I don't want to get back into it.
I don't even. How is this interesting enough to talk about on the podcast? I guess that's.
I think it was when we were talking about the Juicero.
Oh, that's a long time ago.
Anyway, so all right, so people not turning their video on, it's bullshit.
Yeah, it's bullshit. When did Zoom suddenly become so popular? I like never even heard of it until this.
You never heard of it?
Yeah. I heard of Skype, of course.
I mean, it's been hanging around, you know, for a few years. I mean, somebody on Twitter said Skype blew a 3-1 lead to Zoom.
But I mean, that that's how it goes with a lot of things in life.
Yeah, well, you know, Skype used to be a quality program.
Then they were acquired by Microsoft. Or something else happened.
I don't know.
Who can say? I was just clicking on the Wikipedia article for AOL Instant Messenger and how it went from...
You're just clicking on it? What page were you on to click on that?
That's a great question. I was on the Wikipedia page for Verizon Media.
Oh. Ooh. Heard bad things about Verizon recently.
Yeah, that's right. Verizon Media, formerly known, or maybe something was with this name, was acquired and then became Verizon Media. But anyway, formerly known as Oath.
Oath, yeah.
You know Oath?
Well, they're like Huffington Post and shit like that.
Yes, right.
Yeah. So I just thought it was hilarious that that was owned by AOL as recently as like 2 years ago.
Yeah, right, exactly. I mean, AOL still existed. Like, I feel like I work with multiple people who used to work at AOL not even that long ago.
Well, wasn't it like a you know, DC, Northern Virginia company?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, that's how Ted Leonsis got rich, right?
Okay, sounds familiar. Yeah. I am embarrassed to say I initially read Oath when I was reading that article. I was like, OAF?
OAuth.
OAuth, exactly. That's probably why I was thinking of that. But anyway, AOL Instant Messenger, I think, like, you know, at its peak or something, it was like 52% of the instant messaging traffic on the internet.
Just the instant messaging traffic or all the traffic?
Just instant messaging. Okay. And then, you know, by 2013 or something, it was at like 0.7%.
And what was the number one?
It was like Gchat, Facebook Messenger.
Do you think Facebook Messenger is in the lead right now?
Probably. I don't know. Well, people don't really use Facebook anymore, though, right?
Oh, people use Messenger, though.
Maybe.
They do.
I get. Maybe WhatsApp?
Yeah, I mean, do you consider WhatsApp to be the internet? It is, right? It's not... Like, it's a mobile app, but it's data, so... That's Facebook, by the way.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so it's probably WhatsApp, because they're so global.
Sure.
What about, like, WeChat? That's on the internet.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah.
Is there another connected component of the internet somewhere that's... You know, that's completely, I guess, the dark web. I guess that's what I'm talking about. Dark I just mean like something that, yeah, exactly. Something that, you know, operates the same way as the internet, but isn't connected to the rest of the internet.
Like DARPANET? I guess
exactly. I don't know, I'm just wondering.
Isn't this the plot of like one of the later seasons of Silicon Valley?
I stopped after like season 4 or something.
Yeah. Whenever the funny guy who was bad in real life left.
Yeah, I think that season was probably the last one I watched. Yeah, he turns out to be kind of an asshole. Yeah, in real life.
Yeah.
But there you go.
Yep.
So here's a question related to what we were talking about just before we came on air. Who's the highest ranking government official who has died of coronavirus?
Like as of what time? I'm gonna go with Boris Johnson.
Yeah, as of press time, it's not Boris Johnson. But the only thing I can think of was, did those people in Iran, did they die or did they just get it?
I mean, you're going to have to be more specific. A lot of people in Iran died.
There was...
I don't know why you're laughing.
What?
I don't know why you're laughing. People are dying.
Yeah. I guess I'm laughing at my own folly at just being so stupid. Anyway, it was like the health minister and like someone else too.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I don't know.
Okay. So maybe no one.
Yeah. Supposedly Joe Exotic got it.
Great.
Did you watch that show?
No.
Why not?
I'm so over things Netflix. That are just like, look at this stupid, crazy person doing crazy, stupid things.
Why?
Because, why? Yeah. Because, you know, and it's just like, anyone can do something crazy.
Yeah, well, do it then.
No.
Okay, so don't complain.
I'm not complaining.
You gotta watch it, though, because at about episode 3 or 4, he starts
I did not realize this was like a series. I thought it was just a documentary.
Oh, yeah, there's 7 or 8 episodes. I mean, it's a docu-series.
Sure, okay.
It's crazy. You gotta watch it. So much shit happens. You'll never believe it. Trust me.
I do trust you.
When have I ever steered you wrong?
Didn't we invest a ton of money in like renewable ping pong balls?
That sounds vaguely familiar.
Yeah, I lost a lot on that. But I think that was the only one.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
All right. So I'm saying you got to watch it because in episode like 3 or 4, he starts running for office.
Okay. Of Florida?
No. First of all, it's Oklahoma. He lives in Oklahoma.
Okay. Good to know.
It's that bitch Carol Baskin that lives in Florida. That's neither here nor there. He's running for president of the United States.
Oh, okay.
And spoiler alert, he doesn't win. So then he runs for governor of Oklahoma. But this whole time he's got this campaign manager. Uh-huh. I swear to God, it's if Eric Heisen grew up in Oklahoma, it's exactly him.
Okay, that does sound worth watching.
Yeah, like if Eric Heisen was a libertarian from Oklahoma.
Oh my god, do you think
you could just see him sitting there being like, yeah, you know, I'll be Joe Exotic's campaign manager, this is a chance to get my ideas onto the main stage, you know.
Oh my god, that's awesome. What's his actual name?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
The only people whose names I remember are Joe Exotic, Carol, Bhagavan Doc Antle.
I'm sorry.
Bhagavan Doc Antle.
Is he Indian?
No, he's from Virginia.
Is his ancestry from India?
Nope.
But wrong again.
He is some might say he's a bit of a cult leader.
All right, halfway there.
There's a guy named Jeff.
Cool.
And
a guy named French fry?
No, I don't know. I think that's about it. Everyone else had kind of just normal, forgettable names.
What about the name of the director? Do you remember that?
No. We do see the director on camera a couple times.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Does he look like if Nick Wolf grew up in Oklahoma?
No, he kind of looks like... if you've seen Succession on HBO.
I've seen ads for it, like print ads.
There's a guy who's like a leftist political politician on there.
Yeah.
And he kind of like bears a slight resemblance to that guy, I think. At least in the way he talks and stuff.
All right. So on this guy's IMDb page, there's probably a link to the other guy saying, like, often confused.
I don't know about slightly. That. Yeah, I don't remember, like, either of his husband's or any of his husband's names.
Multiple?
Yeah.
I see. Wait, we're talking about the director or the guy from Succession?
No, Joe Exotic.
Oh. Okay.
Sorry. I was trying to remember if I remember anyone else's name
from the show. What about the animal?
I'm pretty sure one of them was named after one of his husbands.
Weird. Like before or after or during they were married?
I'm going to say after.
That's even weirder. Unless, I mean, he claims to like these animals, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, this is like one of these puzzles where it's like, you know, the name of the animal is the same as the name of his fourth husband. And then it's like, you know,
well,
you find some other.
Some of the husbands were concurrent.
Aha. Uh-huh. I mean, they're still in order unless they got married in a single ceremony.
Well, he got married to the first one. I don't give too much away. This is all like a matter of public record. He got married to the first one and then he met the second one and he had a wedding ceremony in which all three of them, well, I would say both of them got married to him.
So they're not married to each other.
Not really.
Okay. Did they live together?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess. I mean, he's got like a big, you know, a zoo where he lives at.
All right. Well, yeah, I don't want to give too much away either, nor, you know, spend time on this thing that I already explained I don't want to spend time on.
Just spend time on it. Just go watch it. I'll wait.
Yeah. Okay. Do you feel like Netflix needs a, you know, 3x speed button?
No, I'm not like one of those psychopaths who listens to podcasts on, you know.
Yeah, I heard people talking about that one time. They're like, you know, I like to listen to podcasts at 1.5 times. My partner, you know, thinks that's like, you know, not respecting the artistic wishes of the podcasters. And I'm just like, what? Who's listening to podcasts at 1.5 times? Like,
no, I definitely know people who do that.
Yeah.
Some insane. Of them might listen to this podcast. You know who you are.
We got to record a message that only they can hear.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, just talk 0.75 times slower than normal, and then it'll sound normal to them, and no one else will be able to understand it.
Okay, let's do it.
You suck for talk at normal speed. That's my normal. What do you mean? That is how I always talk. Hey, if you're listening to this podcast at a sped up rate, stop it. Don't do that. Don't do that frame podcast. It's fucking weird.
Slow down. Take a breath.
Yeah. You got all the time in the world.
Literally. It's just right. Like that episode of The Twilight Zone. So just don't break your glasses.
Right.
Or your phones, I guess, would be the podcasting equivalent for 2020.
All right, we're back.
Was that all? So all the normal people had to listen to me blabber on about the Twilight Zone.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, I don't want to make this a punishment for our normal listeners.
Maybe we'll cut some of that out. I don't know.
We'll release a separate episode just for the.
Choose your own adventure.
Wait. So anyway,
were people saying they want like a speed up button for Netflix?
I don't know. I was saying that right now. Are people saying that? I hope not.
One thing I heard is that people like to consume Netflix using the audio track that's for like visually impaired people. So
they used to have this even on like normal TV. Sometimes you could do this.
I never knew how to do that.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's like one time I accidentally turned this on. I was just watching The Simpsons and it was like the man exits the room and like gets in his car and drives away slow, you know, like
at
a frantic pace or something. The other man looks on askance or something.
Slowly at a frantic pace.
Did I say that? Anyway.
Yeah, but I guess people to do that so they can have it on in the background while they're doing something else, I guess.
Right. By the way, I think slowly at a frantic pace describes that whole talk normally and we'll speed it up thing we just did. Anyway, that's funny. It's like an audiobook, but for a TV show. Right?
I don't listen to audiobooks or podcasts. Or Netflix. I mean, I watch Netflix.
But you haven't listened to it. I mean, I think lots of people probably watch Netflix with the closed captions, like for deaf people.
Oh, God, that's another thing.
Yeah, with no sound.
Well, I don't... Okay, there's a difference between watching with the closed captioning for deaf people and just watching with subtitles on, right?
Oh.
Because the closed captioning, it's like, you know, laughter intensifies or like whatever.
I don't think Netflix distinguishes that.
Yeah, they do.
You can watch.
Or like, I don't know. I was watching Money Heist.
What is that?
It's like a Spanish show. In Spanish, it's House of Paper. Anyway.
Okay.
There's like, you can choose. First of all, the default is for no subtitles and it's just dubbed.
I
obviously don't want that.
Yeah, that sucks.
So you can put it to the original Spanish, sure. But then, you know, it has options for what language you want the subtitles to be in. First of all, this is true for every Netflix show. There's like 25 choices.
Yeah, right.
Well,
I also noticed that at the end of every Netflix show, it's like they always list out like the German cast and the South Korean cast, or I guess just Korean. The language is the same anyway.
Well, no, the language is different.
Is it?
Well, it's evolved to be different over time.
Like the Galapagos or something.
I see what you mean. I think I see what you mean. Like there's big animals there?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. I guess in North Korea they use big words.
Just the turtles.
No, but like there was like a big deal in the last Olympics where they had North Koreans playing on the South Korean hockey team.
Oh, yeah.
Because they entered as like, entered the Olympics as one United Korea, but like that was North Korea's only contribution was a few hockey players. and then I guess like the different teammates had trouble just communicating with each other.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
All right.
But yeah, if you go on Netflix in the subtitles, you'll see there's English and English closed captioning. So like, in the English closed captioning one, they like write out all the lyrics to any song that's playing. They say whenever there's like a noise off camera or like if somebody's talking you can't tell, like it's on the phone or something, or you can't see who's speaking, it'll say who's speaking.
Oh, right. Well, okay. So I think I have just, I guess, unintentionally usually done that one. Well, first of all, I don't ever do this, but Diane likes to watch things with subtitles.
Oh,
so.
No. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Exactly. That's what I said. I mean, I think for like, for not things that aren't comedies, it's not as bad or not as offensive to me. I think for comedies, it totally ruins the jokes anyway, but.
Oh, absolutely. Oh my God. I hate that so much.
Yeah. Yeah. So I can't do it. But, anyway, I feel like, for the thing you just described where like, yeah, there's somebody off camera, and they're talking and it'll put their name, but sometimes that's like a spoiler, you know, or like you haven't met the character yet,
but then it's just a name that doesn't mean anything.
Yeah. It's just like Matt Cullen.
I mean, if that was good, shouldn't they just say like, you know, unknown male voice or something?
I think they do that sometimes, but I feel like there've been times where I'm like, I don't think I'm supposed to know who that is.
Yeah. I can see that.
Yeah. Anyway, so the point is, AOL Instant Messenger doesn't exist anymore.
Oh yeah, I remember they like made a big deal about that.
Did they?
Well, on Twitter, people were like, "Oh my God, it's shutting down." Yeah.
Yeah, like the '90s are over.
I mean, I remember still going on there when I was in college. Like,
whoa, really?
Yeah, like I'm talking about like junior year of college, at least 2009, 2010, I was still on there, and then I just noticed that like everyone was just on GChat because I had like a something where you could have them both together.
Sure.
And I was like, seems like nobody's really on AIM anymore. That sucks.
But you. Yeah, you could do that awesome profile, you know, like.
Yeah, you could do your away messages.
Yeah.
I mean, that was the original Twitter.
Totally. No, church signs are the original Twitter, according to a church sign.
Okay.
Near my house, yeah. But anyway, yeah, you could put like different fonts.
Yeah.
And colors and background.
Yeah,
colors.
If you were like a computer pro, you knew how to do that shit.
Totally.
You could get the little animated GIF avatar that was supposed to look like another button or whatever.
I don't know that.
You know, it would have like, it would. I don't know what it would be like, a cartoon of you or whatever, but then it would have like just the gray background, like the windows or the tan or whatever color the window was, and then it would have like some caption with like one of the letters underlined, like as if it was a menu or a button or whatever.
Okay.
You remember that?
And then it would like trick you into clicking on it or something?
I don't know. It was just, that was the style at the time.
Yeah, good times. And you know, let's not forget. Right?
Yeah.
What's that? What is that?
That's my door opening and door closing when someone locks
it. Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. You know what's fun is turning on cable or whatever and seeing, I don't know why I said cable. I haven't had cable in years, but starting on some TV channel and seeing old episodes of SVU from like 1999 and 2000, where they're talking about how dangerous chat rooms are and stuff.
Chat rooms. Oh my God. Yes. Yes. Where could you just log into chat rooms that could have like anyone in the world on it?
I don't even know. Netscape?
Like IRC?
I never had IRC.
Me neither. Chat rooms. Yes, I remember chat rooms in the media, in the news, all the time.
I was watching one the other day, and Ice-T comes on, and he's like, The internet's got 77 million people on it, and every one of them's a suspect.
Oh my god, that's a lot of subpoenas. Holy crap. Wow.
Yep. What did your AIM profile say?
I don't know. Something hilarious, I'm sure.
Probably.
Yeah.
Definitely not anything embarrassing.
I doubt it. I wasn't on AIM too much. I mean, I think I got into it, but yeah, I don't know. I wasn't a fan of the like randomly alternating capital letters on screen name.
Yeah.
I think this has come up on the podcast before, but do you remember Brian Hahn's screen name?
No.
So what it actually was is Da Korean Stunna.
Okay, that sounds right.
Sounds accurate, yeah. What the first...
By the way, isn't he like a pious Christian?
Oh, is he? Yeah, that sounds right too.
Anyway, go on.
But what I thought it was the first of many times, or like the first 100 times I saw it or whatever, was Dakor Inst Una.
Just because it was like weird capitalization or whatever?
Yeah. And also, 2 out of 3 of those words are made up. So I didn't have like context to...
Come on. Do you remember Jordan Turner's username? Screen name?
Screen name. I should.
Well, he had 2.
I feel like he just kept having new ones. I mean, real names too.
There's 2 that I remember. The
Elijah something?
The more recent one was Sunni Brother 715.
No, don't know that one. Oh, well.
Before that, it was... I don't remember if there was numbers in it, but it was A Racist Nation. And was spelled UH, so that he could capitalize the U, S, and A.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. That one, I think I feel like there was one before that. But I mean, I'm not going to be able to remember it, but I feel like A Racist Nation, I remember being like the new one.
I just remember chatting with him on AIM, like, first semester freshman year of college.
Yeah.
And me being like, yeah, you know, I'm going to go home for Thanksgiving or whatever. And he's like, oh, yeah. You want me to drive you? You know what? I'm going to the grocery store. It's not that far out of the way.
Oh my god. Just make sure you put on your seatbelt. All right. You might get there faster. Oh man. Well, you had like 700 screen names, or maybe like 3. Right?
I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I remember Aldous.
Yeah.
But I feel like there were other ones too.
I think I did. My head, There's No Time at one point.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay. Was that AIM also?
Yeah, I think it was AIM first.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. Yeah, I think it was. It was, I think.
All right. Good times.
Got a screen name. All right. Should we take a break?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Cha-dunk.
Ladies and gentlemen, Franklin. Hampshire.
Tennessee.
In the 413.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I can't go out, and it's a Friday night. I'm stuck at home, and I'm not feeling right. I ordered some takeout, not even wearing pants. I listened to the CDC. You've gotta stay at least 6 feet away from me. Don't wanna catch a COVID. Just wanna quarantine and be alone. Stay the hell away from me. My friends say I should wash my hands. Wash my hands again. Wash my hands again.
Yeah, well.
What?
Welcome back to the Run Event Show. Do you get allergies?
Yeah, dude. Holy shit.
Yeah, Diane's been having a lot of trouble.
I never used to get them until, like, I don't know.
Yeah, same thing with her.
Four or five years ago.
Yeah, exactly. I think you guys talked about this before.
I think it's because of the new government pollen that they put out there, chemtrails.
Yeah, that's probably right. The new antibiotic-resistant pollen.
I mean it's like mind control pollen, and some of us are strong enough. If your third eye is open, then your body tries to resist it. You know.
Oh, so you're resisting it.
And hashtag then, so, the resistance.
Hashtag resist pollen. Yeah. Well, I guess I'm being mind controlled. So yeah.
What else is new?
Yeah. Maybe, you know, maybe you're the real crime, you know?
What's that from?
Nothing.
Sounds like it's from something.
I mean, I just, one of my favorite Onion news and photos, I may have brought this up on the podcast before, is hippie will tell you what the real crime is. Yeah.
Did you do the Zoom trivia the other day?
No, I didn't.
Me neither.
I might, maybe next week. I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Monday is hard. Monday is like.
Dude, every day is the same. What does it matter? What's the difference?
No, we have like different days with different grandparents helping.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Why are grandparents helping? Because you have to work, probably.
Yeah. I mean, we're lucky enough to be able to do that, but yeah. But anyway, Monday, no one is helping. So yeah. Anyway, what are you doing at home?
What am I doing at home?
Yeah.
Working, podcasting, mowing the grass, watching virtual NASCAR.
Oh yeah, nice.
You heard about that?
I did hear about that.
Oh yeah,
that's pretty cool, I guess.
Yeah,
for all you NASCAR racing fans.
That's right. I don't know what else. Tiger King.
Yeah. Yeah. Not dying.
Trying.
Yeah. Yeah, same. we got like a swing set for the backyard for Joel because can't go to the playground anymore.
I mean, oh yeah,
we're gonna get him a swing set anyway at some point, but
that's cool.
Like now is a good time.
Does it have like the bucket seats or
it didn't come with that, but we got one.
It just didn't come with any seats?
It came with, like, normal seats that he's too small for.
Yeah.
But here's what I don't get is the normal seats that it came with, they, like, you know, it has, like, an adjustable chain, right? For, like, to change the height.
How do you adjust it? Just put more links? Or less links? Fewer links?
Yeah. Yeah. But, okay. So it's, like, but it's just, like, 5 or 6 links. And then the rest is just like the, you know, kind of rope strand material, whatever.
Oh. Why isn't the whole thing just links?
Yeah, great question. And then it's like, in the instructions, it's like, make sure that the swing, you know, when being sat on, the bottom of it is no lower than 14 inches off the ground. And I'm like, you designed the swing set. You know how tall the swing set is. And it's like super low, and I can't, even at the, you know, highest setting. So I don't really get it.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, why don't you make the rope shorter?
But how? Just loop it around?
Yeah, I don't know. No, I mean, you know, make some knots or cut part of it off.
Right. I don't know. That's probably what
we'll have to just buy a different swing set.
Different swing set?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Just keep these swings and get a different one. Yeah.
Is it plastic or what?
It's wood.
Oh, classy.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I just have to put the slide on. I didn't do that part yet.
Oh, it's got a slide.
Yeah.
Is the slide plastic?
Yeah. No, it's wood.
No, you... It's wood, but it's like a bowling alley.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was picturing. I was like, I know there's some like smooth wood kind of thing. It's like a half pipe.
Oh.
Yeah.
You gotta get a metal slide. That builds character.
It's like 100 million degrees in the sun.
Did you ever use one of those when you were growing up?
They had one in my elementary school. And then I feel like at some point they didn't have it anymore.
Yeah.
Well, there was also this piece of equipment where it was always like, you can't go on that until you're in third grade or something because someone broke their leg on it.
And so?
It was just this lore about like someone broke their leg. What?
And there's all kind of, I feel like, I mean, you know this better than anyone, the playground equipment has evolved, right? It's much different now than it used to be.
I guess. I mean,
like the seesaw, you can't have that anymore.
I see seesaws by the seashore.
When's the last time you saw a seesaw?
Do they not have those?
I feel like it's like it's too dangerous. What if someone falls off? What if you're standing there and somebody jumps on it, it hits you underneath the chin?
Oh, I thought you were gonna say and like catapults you.
Yeah, or that. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Like,
but I'm saying that's like, that's part of the risk. That's part of the fun. It's not fun if there's no risk. And like, what if you want to get catapulted on purpose?
Yeah, like a cartoon. It's, I mean, there's no, at the school.
I would love to be catapulted off of a seesaw.
This is just like, you would pay $4,500 to get the coronavirus.
Well, not now. I get it early.
Yeah, right. you could be out wandering the empty streets with no...
That's right.
No fear.
That's right.
No fear.
Affliction.
But at the... I guess one thing is that at the school near our house... the elementary school, which we go play on that playground a lot, or we did, they don't have swings at all. Like, I think swings are too dangerous.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I know.
It's these millennials, man.
I know. Well, that's why we have to get our own swings.
Degradation of society. How can you not have swings? Oh, what, someone's going to jump off or fall off? Like, that's the good part.
Yeah, jumping off was awesome.
Yeah. No, that's...
And then, like...
That's fucking dumb.
Yeah. I mean, I do wonder, like... I don't remember ever going on the swings at recess. because like how would you ever get a spot, you know? You'd have to be there like,
yeah,
you know, you'd have to line up like the night before. but you have to go to class.
When I was little, we had the metal slide, we had the seesaw, we had a sandbox, which was disgusting. We had swings that, like, I guess they were metal swings, or I don't know exactly how it was, but they were like, that's, we got upgraded to some cooler swings that were much more higher performance. But yeah, and everything's too dangerous. It's like, you know, it's always, when you're kids, it's always about finding a way to like make something dangerous.
Yeah, that's right.
I used to have this Nerf rocket launcher thing.
Awesome.
Did you ever see that? It was like this plastic rocket that you fill up. It was like a squirt gun. You fill it up. It has like a tank of water, and then you pump water into the rocket. Like stands up vertically on top of this gun thing, and then you pump it to fill it up with water, and then you pump it more to fill it up with air, and then it gets like really pressurized, and then you pull the trigger, and it like blasts off 100 feet in the air or whatever.
That's awesome.
Yeah, but it had like a safety mechanism so that you couldn't like fire it at somebody. It would only work if it was like vertically oriented.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah. So we opened that up and just took that out so we could shoot it at each other.
Right. Yeah. I mean,
and that's like, that's how we had fun before like cell phones.
Now you just watch videos of people shooting Nerf rockets at each other.
I saw a video of a guy who was swinging on a swing. It looked like it was like some kind of custom swing. Like I think it had rigid, like where the chain would be, it was rigid instead of like loose. So that enabled him to like get a lot of momentum and like go around the top and stuff.
Awesome.
And then he got going real fast, and then he flew off and went headfirst into like a wall.
Oh no! And he died.
I don't know what happened after that. I think the video changed to like some meme or something.
Oh my god! What? I mean, that guy probably died, right?
I don't know.
Or got brain damage or something.
Maybe.
And what kind of wall are we talking about? Like a Nerf wall?
I don't know. In all those videos you see, people are always, you know, fine. Like when the kid goes off the side of the half pipe or whatever. Oh my god. When that guy like fucking fell off the half pipe at the X Games or whatever. Holy shit.
I don't know that one.
That was like on TV. This was probably 20 years ago. This guy, I forget who it was. He was doing a you know, skateboard on the half pipe. I don't know how you call it. He got a lot of speed. He went really high, and then he like dropped his board and then fell, like he somehow fell backwards so that he was just falling directly into the middle of the half pipe, and then he hit the ground so hard that his shoes flew off.
Whoa.
That's how you know it's like a hard impact, when someone's shoes fly off.
And then what happened to him?
I mean, he got injured. I don't know. He didn't die.
Yeah. Okay. That's good. That's incredible.
Right.
That his shoe shut off. I mean, those skateboarding shoes, they're kind of loose, you know.
I guess so. Anyway, all our listeners think I'm like a sociopath now.
Okay. Whatever. I was gonna say, you know, you think you had an unsafe childhood. I mean, you know, like our parents' generation, they didn't even have like playgrounds or whatever. They were just wandering on the streets.
Yeah, like, that's literally true.
Yeah, I mean, that's it. Like,
yeah,
it was just like, go play with whatever you find in the world.
Yeah, and if you did that today, you would get arrested.
Yeah, for sure.
That's the degradation of society.
The degradation.
What's up with those free range parents in Silver Spring? Are they still doing that?
Is that, I don't even know about this.
I mean, I think we might have talked about this a few years ago. This was like national news story.
Mm.
These parents in Silver Spring, they had, I think, like, I don't know, a 9-year-old and a 5-year-old or something. And they were just letting them like walk around in Silver Spring. And people kept like seeing a 9-year-old and a 5-year-old just like walking by the metro station and calling the cops. And then the authorities were like, we're going to take your kids away. And they're like, that's bullshit. Like, we should be allowed to, like, our children are responsible. Like, they know where they're going. You know, they're just walking down to the park or whatever, the library. The authorities didn't really buy that. So I don't know what the resolution, because they were like, it was at the point where they were like, okay, one more time, we're going to take your kids away.
Oh my God. Holy crap. I mean, obviously there's like some, you know, like there's different degrees, you know, like if my kid was 9 years old, I'd let them walk through my neighborhood to get to the library or whatever.
Would you?
Well, because my library is in my neighborhood.
Well, you're a free-range parent.
I don't know.
Just going to let your 9-year-old Joel wander around the streets of North Bethesda?
He won't go on a road where the speed limit's higher than 25 miles an hour.
Well, why does it matter the speed limit? What's the kidnapper limit?
I see. Okay.
I don't know.
Maybe I'll take that back when he's actually 9 years old. I'll be like, you're never going anywhere.
My parents definitely would not have let me do that when I was 9.
At 9, maybe 9 seems kind of young. Maybe 12?
Yeah, 12. You can do whatever you want. 12, you can go buy cigarettes. Who cares?
Yeah, right. Okay, maybe 12. This Ice-T better not find this recording of me 9 years from now. Or wait, how old is he? 7 years from now. Anyway. I would let him walk to school when he was 9 on his own, because that's literally 5 houses away.
I just feel like things are just trending in this direction where like it's increasingly not allowed to do any of that.
Right.
It's like you have to, you know, drive them everywhere and like spoon feed them until they're 18 going to college.
Yeah.
And you get a bunch of morons showing up at college who don't know how to do anything.
They don't know how to spoon feed themselves.
That's right.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, the thing is like people did, you know, kids did die doing those things that they're not now allowed to do.
Yeah.
So,
but like, I'm sorry, but people die every day. Like, the chance is low. Sometimes you have to be willing to. I mean, it's like the whole like human psychology thing, how like people underestimate certain risks and overestimate others.
Right. Well, I mean, you know, when it's your kid.
You know, yeah. No, I know.
You're gonna overestimate.
Yeah. I mean, that's a human instinct, right?
Yeah.
But it's like, you know, people are afraid to fly in an airplane, but they're not afraid to, like, you know, drive all over the place. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah. That's just dumb anyway. But the airplane thing.
You can't sacrifice your liberty for safety, or what is it? Security.
Right. Those who would, whatever.
I was going to say sacrifice your liberty for your freedom. That doesn't make sense.
Yeah. Well, anyway, that guy died too, so what does he know?
Oh, that's true.
Hmm. Yeah.
Didn't consider that.
Looks like he sacrificed both.
Oh. Well, Frank, it looks like he sacrificed both.
Yeah! Oh man, too soon. Well, anything else you want to talk about?
I did something. I was just that came across my mind just before the show.
Mind grapes.
Do you remember, like, in high school, there was somebody who wrote, like, I don't know if I would call it a short story, but they posted it on their blog, like on a blog somewhere, and it was like some fictional, like, pretty racist story about, like, quote unquote Mexicans with Uzis running around in our school.
Those two words together sound familiar.
Do you remember who did that?
No. I mean, I don't even really remember anything beyond what you just said.
Okay. And like, I have some ideas, but I don't want to say the wrong person.
Right. Right. Wait, was it someone like, is on your list of suspects, are they all people that, like, we both know?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I think so.
By the way, when you started that, I thought you were going to say...
Oh, no.
And I mean, this one, I definitely know the answer, and I'm pretty sure you do too.
Oh, wait, maybe it's the same guy. Wait, who what are you going to say?
I was going to say a poem about, I guess, you know, having sex with someone.
Okay. And again, I'm not 100% on who that was, but like, does it rhyme with damn Gregor?
yeah, slant rhyme. yeah, that's the one.
Okay.
But I don't think that's the same person.
No?
No? Well, okay, maybe it is.
Is his blog still up, you think?
I wouldn't know where to find it.
His AIM username was like the 12th Prager or something. Is that right?
I thought you were going to say the 12th rhymes with Gregor. Yeah, I was going to say the last, but yours sounds right.
Well, was that the name of his blog? I don't know. He's very successful. He went on to found Prager University.
Yeah, I think we talked about that before.
Do you have any idea what he's actually doing?
I don't know.
Should I check on LinkedIn?
LinkedIn.
I'm going to check on LinkedIn.
Or like linked out. You know?
Dude, come on.
What was the rest of that story?
Oh, I don't know.
No?
Okay, I guess he works at JPL.
Oh, interesting.
What the hell? He looks like super normal in this photo.
Oh, really? I've seen, photos that I would not describe that one.
Yeah, I guess. Oh, man. He lives in LA.
Oh.
Missed him by that much.
Yeah,
oh, wait, this is a different guy. Hold on. No wonder he looks so normal. It's a different guy. But why is he... How does he know Montes Vidutis and Molly Martinez?
Wait, are they an item, as they say?
What?
Those two.
Like, how do you mean?
You know, like someone from the 50s would have said.
Like knuckle sandwich or?
No. I'm not asking if one of them punched the other one.
So what's your question?
Are they dating?
I'm going to go with no.
Okay. Are they anywhere on that spectrum?
Oh, ask him yourself.
Yeah, all right.
I haven't given out the phone number yet. 862-234-0491. Montas and or Molly, you know, care to dispute the rumors that Ben is recklessly floating about you? Or if you want to do that episode about the diary, now might be a good time. You know, we've all got some time on our hands. So, you know, give us a call. Did you check the voicemail today, Ben?
No, I didn't. As we talked about last time, we all forgot the password.
All right, let's try to guess the password on the air.
Yeah, I don't think we've been getting any.
How do I log in?
Anyway, good tease about that diary.
Yeah, that's a little inside baseball there. So you think it's just that word you said twice, all lowercase?
Yeah, I think so.
Is that with a Z? Oh, I'm signed in.
Oh, no. I'm in.
Okay, we're loading. Oh, hold on. I got to go over to the voicemail. Got a lot of emails. Wait, do you think those emails might be important?
Did any of them have the word bill or overdue or...
Oh, I got to wait for this thing to load first. I have one... what is this? Did we check this already? It's from last year.
Is someone dying in your...
Oh, no, it's a missed call. Oh, we have a message? Gosh. Just, you know, I'll do this off the air. No, okay. No messages.
Ah, you have no messages.
Let me go back and see if these emails are important. No, it's all like... Oh, okay. Billing statement.
that's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
$9.97.
Yeah, we're starting a Patreon and a Kickstarter. The Patreon is just to get the Kickstarter going.
I thought we already had a Patreon.
Do we? What kind of like bonus stuff are we offering?
It just says your account will be charged, so I guess that means we don't have to do anything, right?
Oh, good. Yeah. All right.
The previous statement says $9.18. So yeah, that sounds good.
Oh man. Rates are going up.
Oh, Spotify. Use your data to grow your show.
Okay.
Let's see. Oh, should I visit my... Oh, I probably have to log into that too. I'm not doing that.
Are we... Is this show turning into, you know, Strong Bad Email where we just check our emails?
Is that what... Yeah, I mean, do you think there's anything else good in here? It all seems to be webinars and terms of service and shit like that. Oh, promotional tips. Here we go. Let's read their blog.
Should we? Is this the blog?
Communicate who and what you are. No thanks. Figure out your elevator pitch. Definitely no. Become a numbers geek. Okay, done. Do you want to work on our elevator pitch? Should we workshop it?
Okay. How about up?
All right, I have the perfect elevator pitch. You ready?
Yeah, I'm really ready.
It's something we do every day, stepping onto elevators without giving safety a second thought. Maybe we should
listen to the Ben Avent Show.
Exactly.
Yeah, sold.
Perfect.
I'm signing you up for a 1,000 episode season.
I don't think I did the reporter voice good enough.
Oh.
It's something we do every day. Stepping onto elevators without giving safety a second thought.
Go on.
Maybe we should.
I think you kind of spilled over into a different... I was gonna say accent, but
what was I doing at the end?
I don't know. I don't know. Radio.
You're listening to the radio.
good nice job on the new theme song, as we heard last episode.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Check it out. What's your favorite part?
I think my favorite part has to remain. has to remain. I already listened to one of these, and it's a lot of like blah blah blah.
I thought you were going to say your favorite part has to remain secret so as not to bias the... I don't know what.
Well, I mean, we're having the theme song awards in a few episodes.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't want to sway the voting.
If you want to vote for your favorite theme song or submit a new theme song, 862-234-0491.
I mean, it sounded like... we were gonna be accepting votes for your favorite part of the current theme song in 5 second increments.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So, you know, whatever that one was, that's my vote.
Okay. So, but does it have to be? Can it be any 5 second increment, or can it? Does it have to start like from 0, 5, 10?
I guess I'll allow any, and then we'll have a runoff.
We'll have a write-off.
Yeah, I mean, if it comes down to it, we'll just invite each segment of the theme song to have a write-off. Anyway, well, time to hear that closing music.
Yeah, that's tried and true. That's always been consistent.
Yeah. I don't see any reason we would ever change that.
Except for, like, maybe the first episode was different.
Oh, yeah? Really?
Yeah, it was, like, some Price is Right music.
Oh. Actually, wasn't that the whole first season, right?
Was it?
I think so.
No, I think it was just that one episode.
And then there's the secret unheard pilot.
Check the wiki. I mean, there was a few episodes that were only on DVD. That's a fact. That's not even.
It's a historical fact, you know, essentially unverifiable at this point. But
yeah,
yeah, you know, cite plenty of episodes where we've discussed these secret episodes.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. We're alive. So.
Yeah. Oh, and that's how I know for sure that it was. Not the whole first season, because those were in the first season, and in one of them the whole episode is backwards and you hear that music, the same music that we use now, backwards.
Those are in the first season?
Yeah, the first season was like 26 episodes.
Yeah, but I swear we did those like a few years in or something.
I mean, I don't know who's to say how many years it was before the end of the first season.
Yeah, good point. All right, well, you know, I guess I could just go back and listen to episode 2 if I wanted.
No, I would not recommend it.
I guess we already did that with episode 1.
We did?
Remember on the...
Was that on the DVD also? I think it was.
One of them we did commentary on it,
yeah,
right? Wasn't
for the DVD.
No, but on like the 100th episode or the, yeah.
I thought we did, oh yeah, I think you're right.
It hasn't been that long, man, or has it?
Oh, no, I'm thinking of when we did commentary for Grammar Team. That was on the DVD, oh, right? But not the Grammar Team DVD. That was the same DVD.
Well, and then we did commentary on CSI Miami.
Yeah, and that I'm super pissed that I don't have anymore, because that was good.
I guess we could do it again.
Yeah, we did Game of Thrones.
Oh, right.
Although I think they shut down the service I used, so we would have to figure out a new arrangement.
Oh, was that, what do you mean? What service?
Remember we had the little hookup where we were both watching the show simultaneously.
I wheeled
the cart into the room with the VHS player or whatever.
The slide projector.
Yeah, so I think our new studio doesn't have that anymore, so we would have to figure out a different way to hook it up.
I thought you were saying they took down those episodes of the show where we did that. I mean, of our podcast.
That would be quite a feat, the hackers.
Yeah. Well, you know, due to rights issues or whatever.
Do you think the Oklahoma version of Eric Heisen has his own version of obscure porn? Probably.
I can only imagine. It's probably like okay porn. That's yeah, that's good.
It's like okay Cupid or I don't know. Oh, I get it. Oh, I get it.
Yeah, you get it. Or okay soda.
What the hell is that?
There was a soda in the 90s called okay soda.
No, there wasn't.
I mean you can look this up. It was by Coke. It was made by Coke.
No, you're lying.
I'm not lying.
What? Why?
To appeal to the grunge crowd. I'm also not lying about that. It was like ironic. It was an ironic soda.
Okay, well, that's kind of cool. What did it taste like?
I don't know. Coke.
Did anyone buy it?
No. It no longer exists.
Wow. So you're saying that Crystal Pepsi was a better idea than...
It might have lasted longer than
okay Crystal Pepsi. Okay, soda. There's no way. Did they only sell it in, like, the Pacific Northwest, or...?
Maybe. It might have been regional. Yeah. I've never had it.
If you were going to guess, how good do you think it tastes?
Probably pretty good.
I would guess it's just okay.
It's a good guess. I mean, Coke, you know, it's a good product. I think they know what they're doing.
I'm neutral on Coke.
I mean, yeah, I don't really drink soda.
If they want to, you know, slide me a few dollars, it might change my tune.
Vince, on air soliciting bribes.
No, it's called sales.
Yeah, sales.
I'm working the sales department here. Dude, at obscureporn.com.
We keep the sales and the creative departments separate for a reason.
It's called synergy. It's called product integration.
Exactly. All right, well, you know, time to play that tune, like I mentioned.
Oh, yeah, it already ran out. Do you want me to start it again?
Yeah, just keep it going until the sound of my voice dies out. Bye.
See ya.